Okay, we are gathered here to talk about something special. So let's get into our episode topic for today. We're going to talk about famous friends who have other friend groups that like aren't depicted on the show that they're on. And I immediately thought of you because basically what happened was I saw a tweet and it was like Phoebe Buffay, who I feel like we should talk about first.
Mm-hmm.
The friends on that show, Monica, Chandler, Ross, etc., like those aren't her BFFs. And I feel like I just looked at her in like a totally different light. And yeah. I was like, okay, who could I talk about like mostly TV with? I was like, I feel like Laura is the girl to do that with. So we're going to talk about, actually, all of these people are submitted by listeners. So we're going to just talk about some of the ones that were submitted. And then maybe if other people come up, we can chat about that. So let's talk about Phoebe. Like, she for sure has another friend group. I feel like she for sure has another friend group that treats her better than than the friends' friends treated her.
Yeah, I think for many reasons. Number one, like from a logistics perspective, Phoebe's the odd one out because Monica and Ross are siblings. Chandler went to college with Ross and is his best friend. Rachel went to school with Monica. And Ross, and then Joey is Chandler's roommate. Phoebe was Monica's roommate for like a portion of time, but not like when the show starts. So it's like, how did they first meet? All that dynamic. Like, she's the odd one out in terms of just the basic relationships and connections to them. And I mean, she's also the odd one out in terms of like being
personality.
Yeah. Like she doesn't have anything in common, I feel like, with any of them really. But at the same time, she has this like confidence to her quirkiness, which makes me believe that like she has another group of friends that are quirky and she's like the quirky leader, which gives her the like confidence to stay this quirky in a setting of people that aren't like that.
Absolutely. She was always the odd one out. That's why I hated when they tried to pair her with Joey for like 2 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then also it's just like, I feel like a lot of her storyline just never landed.
Right.
Like the other ones did. Like, I feel like the Monica Chandler relationship, the Ross and Rachel relationship, when she had a relationship with Mike and then also her mom that passed away, they just didn't land the same as the other characters.
Yeah. I definitely think like, her storyline with Mike was probably like the biggest because people, I mean, retrospectively, because people love Paul Rudd. But like, I wonder how it was in the moment. Like if there was an episode that focused on Phoebe's relationship more, like did it, airings, like the ratings, were they as strong? I mean, I know it's like an ensemble show, so they were all like equivalents. But yeah, I think also there was, Phoebe's relationship with, I want to say his name's David, but I don't know. It's the guy who was like the scientist and went to some like foreign country to work and they were separated. Like I low-key loved them. And then, but she ended up like, I think, I don't know if it was like cheating on or she was in this dynamic where she had to pick one and Paul Rudd's character, like Mike just made more sense like logistically, I guess. But yeah, that was just like, I would have as a viewer been like behind giving that more attention to.
Yeah, 100%. But I love this idea that she is like going to Central Park, grabbing coffee with like the girls, and then like being like, okay, anyways, I'm gonna head home, and then like going to another bar or something and hanging out with her real friends.
Like, It kind of makes me think in like this whole setting, like you know, I feel like people did this edit like, these characters from different shows would be friends if the universe was the same.
Yeah.
And it kind of like, just because you said bar, that made me think of How I Met Your Mother and like them hanging out in a bar. So like, because I feel like How I Met Your Mother and Friends are often compared or like put in the same dynamic. And I'm just trying to think if like that any of those friends would be friends, or like, I love that, that crossover that people do, or even this new thing where it's like, RIP a character for a show that's over. It's like you would have loved something from like present day. Like that's so, I think it's just so like clever and people are creative in their answers and I'm like, oh my god, that's so true.
Yeah, but no, that's so true. I feel like I could see her hang out with, I'm forgetting his name, the roommate of the architect in
Marshall.
Marshall. I was gonna say Mitchell. Mitchell was like sticking out of my head. I feel
Close
like
enough.
she would be friends with Marshall.
I feel like that makes sense, especially because they have that like I'm just thinking, because wasn't Marshall like the whole eco-friendly? At one point he was working at like I think Barney's firm or something, and he was very against, they were doing something against
Yeah.
the from a eco-friendly perspective. And Phoebe obviously is like, you know, big
The
on Mother
hippie
Earth and
dippy.
everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they could
Yeah.
definitely have a commonality in that.
Yeah, she just was totally the one that like really didn't make sense in the group. You're right, because she was so like sustainability hippie, like free love music and stuff like that, and none of them had any of those interests.
Yeah. It's
So weird. Which like you should have a diverse, not that they have like the
Yeah, but
opposite of this, but
dynamic.
like yes, yeah, like a
Yeah.
diverse dynamic and like different interests and stuff like that. But she just seems like such an outlier.
Yeah.
But I would love to see the Phoebe with her granola friends spin-off that could have been.
Could have been. I feel like there's so many prequels or spin-offs that were always, you know, in the back of their minds writing it, and they just never saw the light of day.
I know. Unfortunately, we got, yeah, the
Except
Joey's.
we get other spin-offs and prequels that we don't want. So
Exactly.